after nearly 40 years, the Los Angeles Philharmonic is performing its last concerts in the Dorothy Chandler Pavilion. In the fall, the orchestra moves across the street into a new home. The Walt Disney Concert Hall has been 15 years in the making, at a final cost of some $274 million. It's designed by one of the most acclaimed contemporary architects. NPR's special correspondent Susan Stamberg went to downtown Los Angeles for a hard hat tour of the new building.
This just might be one of the great American buildings, right up there with the Chrysler Building in New York and Frank Lloyd Wright's Falling Water in Pennsylvania. Disney Hall is designed by Frank Gehry, who got so much attention for his Guggenheim Museum in Bilbao, a grubby Spanish port town until Gehry's building made it a tourist destination. The Bilbao Museum is clad in titanium, a billowing swoop of gold and sunset colors. Gehry's Los Angeles Concert Hall is swooping too, but the L.A. swoops are silver.
Okay, but how come sometimes it's very shiny?
We just made it. We selected a different finish so it would stand apart. Come down, let's see.
Stainless steel, just 1/16 of an inch thick, curving and sailing in waves to form two towers and entryway, the auditorium. In the sun, the stainless turns pewter, then grayish with a smudge of blue. In clouds, the steel goes flat to matte gray. It's like a fine old black and white photograph or an Astaire and Rogers movie, a soaring swirl of a building, not a straight line in sight, occupying a full city block smack in the center of L.A.'s dull downtown skyscrapers.
It's in the middle of the city.
Nikolai Orosov, architecture critic for the Los Angeles Times.
Not a particularly beautiful part of the city, actually a very tough, gritty, urban part of the city.
Frank Gehry's firm designed the building to be a good neighbor. Its fluid curves salute the nearby music center, the Mark Taper Forum, the Amundsen Theater, and the Dorothy Chandler Pavilion. It sends a sensuous hello from a hall where classical music, that bastion of the elite, will reside.
I don't think you can call it aloof in any way, just because it's sexy.
It is sexy, Gehry's Walt Disney Concert Hall, an exuberant, rippling architectural feat.
Nothing in this country looks like that, no. No, nothing.
Inside Disney Hall, L.A. Philharmonic conductor Esa-Pekka Salonen claps his hands, snaps his fingers, then smiles and says, yup.
What, yes?
It's going to be okay.
The conductor stands outside the auditorium in a pre-concert foyer designed for lectures and small events. It's lined with wood, Douglas fir, curving inward to echo the outside silver curves and reverberate for music. Concertmaster Martin Chalifour inaugurates the lobby space.
I like it.
And make it.
Violinist, conductor, and architect are beaming. If this outer space sounds so good, imagine what the auditorium will sound like. Nobody really knows. The hall isn't finished. The orchestra won't start rehearsing there until the end of June. The final sound remains a mystery until the official opening in late October, and it will take months of adjustments before the sound is fully set. But Frank Gehry and acoustician Yasuhisa Toyota have labored to create shapes that will enhance and reflect the sounds of music. At one point in the long gestation process, conductor Salonen's phone rang.
Frank just called me. He said, let's hear some music in the hall. That's it.
Was it eating at you?
It was driving me nuts, and the place looked so good, and the hammers sounded good and everything, and the seats weren't in, the whole of the stage, so it was stupid to do it.
But Esa-Pekka Salonen asked principal violinist Martin Chalifour to meet them with his violin. Chalifour was so excited he didn't even want to tune it. He just launched into Bach.
So it went something like this.
I was sitting with Esa-Pekka way out of the back. And I grabbed his hand, and the first notes, we start crying.
It's got to be emotional. It has been such a long process. Way back in 1987, Lillian Disney gave $50 million for a concert hall to honor the memory of her late husband, Walt. Gary won the architectural competition. So far, so good. Except Frank Gehry says Mrs. Disney hated his design for the outside of the hall.
She called me. I was in Mallorca on vacation. Freaked out because I thought she was going to pull the plug. She said, I know you're worried about the hall. She said, I've talked to my daughters. They seem to understand what you're trying to do on the outside. I don't. So I'm putting it in their hands. And I'm not going to bother you about the outside anymore. And I just wanted you to have a nice vacation and not worry about it.
But there were other worries. Cost overruns, no fault of Gary, some experts say. Huge fights, huge delays. The entire project halted in 1995 with only a garage to show for it. Lots more money was needed. In the end, the mayor, major philanthropists, and Disney daughter Diane stepped in. The rest could be architectural history. And now, inside the vast auditorium, in the embrace of rich, curving wood that makes you feel as if you're sitting inside a cello, workers hammer and drill the Walt Disney Concert Hall toward completion. The auditorium is designed so that part of the audience will sit behind the conductor, as they do in some of Europe's great concert halls. There are 1,000 fewer seats than there are in the L.A. Philharmonic's old home. Longtime subscribers grumble that orchestra tickets will now cost more than $100 apiece. And there is the dinosaur factor, an expensive new building for a kind of music that is finding smaller and smaller audiences. But conductor Esa-Pekka Salonen says his new hall will make new connections for audiences.
This kind of music can be and is a very powerful experience, and it can be a visceral, physical experience, more powerful so than rock and pop music even. But it really takes a space where this can happen. And I think we have it here now.
As if to echo that open-door theme, architect Frank Gehry has asked his friend Klaas Oldenburg to make a sculpture to stand outside Disney Concert Hall.
A collar, a formal white collar, broken, like you're throwing it away. And the bow tie is flying up in the air. And it mirrors kind of the curves of the building.
Classical music comes off the fancy shelf, the sculpture signals. It is not just tuxedos inside this silvery hall. Still, this is a city where people scramble to earn a living. Public schools are hurting. Is it appropriate to spend hundreds of millions of dollars on architecture and music? L.A. Times architecture critic Nikolai Orosov.
It's very hard to quantify the impact architecture has on a culture and on a society and on a city. But I would not want to live in a world where beauty isn't a part of what you experience. And I think in a lot of ways, this building is something that will be experienced by a lot of people. And in that sense, it's an enriching experience. It's an experience that has meaning and will have meaning for a lot of people in this city.
More than 40 years ago, novelist Norman Mailer wrote of the pastel monotonies of Los Angeles architecture. One has the feeling, Mailer said, it was built by television sets giving orders to men. Norman Mailer needs to visit Los Angeles sometime soon. A number of buildings there are giving new life to the city. The latest is the Walt Disney Concert Hall at 111 South Grand Avenue, designed by Frank Gehry and his partners, a symphony in stainless steel. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.
Pictures of the new Walt Disney Concert Hall, but unfortunately not one of Susan in her hard hat, are at npr.org.